The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. What a privilege and a delight to welcome all of you to the program. This Alabama representative, a Democrat, and he happens to be African American, his comments are just mind-blowing, disgusting, and vile. If you were listening yesterday, he is the one who said, we can either kill him now or we can kill him later, speaking about babies. Kill him now or we kill him later. Well, it's gotten worse. Donald Trump Jr. said, he tweeted, this is stomach-curling and makes Ralph Northam look like a moderate on abortion. Every Democrat running for president needs to be asked where they stand on this. The extreme turn we've seen from Dems on abortion recently is truly sickening. Well, in response to that, the representative from Alabama said that's an honor that he had been insulted by Trump Jr. And he said, that's why we should have abortion. They should have aborted him. He's evidently retarded or crazy. That's the best defense I've got for abortion right there, looking at him, Donald Trump Jr. And he refuses to back down. I would hope that the people of Alabama would rise up and say, this kind of blatant racism, endorsement of infanticide, I would hope he would be impeached, recalled, or whatever they do in Alabama. It is absolutely outrageous. But this is where the liberal left is going in America. His name is Representative John Rogers. He is a state representative from the state of Alabama. My goodness. All right, hey, I have a special guest on the line that I'm going to get to, and it's Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, how are you today?
Well, thank you, Bob. Good. I was just listening to what you were saying about this horrendous comments from this legislator in Alabama. I actually have some good friends in Alabama who worked in public policy work over the years with the Old Christian Coalition and who still are engaged, and I'm sure they're outraged by this. You know, it was James Garfield who said, in a nation such as this where the people choose their leaders, if the Congress be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. So I agree with you. I hope that the people of his district rise up and vote him out of office with these horrendous statements that he's made.
Yeah,
there's no excuse and no apology.
No, they're vile. They're absolutely vile, and they're inexcusable. Inexcusable. And I would say the same thing if it was a Republican. If it was a Republican that made statements like that about someone else, the president's son, you know, if it was somebody who said something about one of Obama's daughters, I would demand the same thing. It's despicable and inexcusable. Hey, Chris, you got an important event coming up next week.
Well, we do, our annual Spring Freedom Banquet, and this year has added significance because as we enter into the 75th anniversary time period for the D-Day landings, many people who have listened over the years know that we've been involved with adding FDR's D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Well, we're coming to a crossroads where we really need to get this finalized and finished. In fact, I was meeting with an attorney today who said, well, hasn't there been objection to you adding the prayer to the memorial? And I said, well, Part of the reason is it won't be paid for by tax dollars or public money, but by private donations, as most of the monuments in Washington actually have been paid for over the years by private donations. Most people aren't aware of that. Whether it's the Washington Monument or some of the other monuments, private donations were raised to add those monuments and memorials in Washington. So the addition of this prayer is being paid for by private donations. And we've been collecting money as an organization along with the Friends of the World War II Memorial. And thankfully, we have some other folks who are getting interested in this project as well to help us. Well, the idea came, 7 years ago now. The newly elected congressman at the time was Bill Johnson of Ohio 6th District. We approached him to add the prayer in legislative fashion. And so he introduced it in the House. Senator Portman introduced it in the Senate. And 5 years ago, the Senate version did get through. And lo and behold, President Obama signed it into law. And that was 5 years ago on the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landing. So we've been working with the Park Service, with the Friends of the Memorial, and, of course, the Ohio Christian Alliance to raise monies for the addition of the prayer. Good news is it will be added in a very grand way. The Park Service and the Planning Commissions have a very grand way in which they want to add this prayer, all 515 words of FDR's D-Day prayer. Now, this is the prayer that he prayed with the nation on the morning of the D-Day landings. It's the way in which he chose to announce to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway against the Nazi terror. Well, that's the good news. So the challenging news is it's the help words cost now is between $2 and $3 million. Thankfully, we don't have to raise all that. Our portion of the project of the prayer itself on a granite pedestal with four bronze plaques is $500,000. Still a large number, but doable if everyone pulls together. Well, our Freedom Banquet is focusing on that. We're going to have a major announcement that night. We have some folks who have put some initial monies together. So we're not going to have the $500,000 that night, but we are going to have an initial amount that we're going to launch a national campaign and using the 75th anniversary time period to draw attention to the issue and do some things nationally to raise the money. So the good news is there are some people stepping forward to finally get this over the finish line and get it added. Well, why is that important? Well, this prayer, and I encourage people to go to our website, Ohio Christian Alliance, that's ohioca.org, read the prayer. You can see for yourself that it's a wonderful presidential prayer. It talks about the sacrifice and commitment that our men in uniform and the women in uniform, of course, fought against the Nazi terror and against oppression. And, of course, fought for liberty. Our young people need to know about that, Bob. For decades and years to come, this prayer will be added. It's actually a prayer speech that FDR prayed with the nation, estimated that 100 million people worldwide heard that prayer that morning. And so this will be a lasting legacy to our World War II veterans who, of course, themselves are passing into history.
Well, I've been trying to keep our listeners up to date on this because this really is an important project and it's been going on for a long time now. So you need money, obviously. But as far as the architectural plans, the approval of the Park Service and so forth, other than the money, and we can't, diminish that, but other than the money, how close are you to actually having this finished?
Well, the plans have been accepted by the Park Service. There's the Fine Arts Commission. There's the U.S. Capitol Planning Commission. I've gone through all these hearings myself with the Friends of the World War II Memorial, with the Park Service. It's been a little bit of back and forth. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we say, well, that would take an act of Congress. Hey, that was easy.
Yeah.
it's working through the commissions and the bureaucracy of Washington to get it done. I mean, we fought the war in less time than it is to add this prayer.
Well, yeah.
Well, what does that tell us? As Christians, we know it's a spiritual warfare.
Really?
We know that this is a wonderful prayer, and it will mean a lot to a lot of people once it's added. So, yeah, that's why we're in a fight here.
Realistically, when do you think this will be done?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a timetable. So you know how that works. Now there's a real initiative because I did not realize it, and I wasn't told until about 2 months ago, that the legislation will expire in June of 2021.
Oh, my goodness.
We have 2 years to get it done. So that's when I asked him, I said, hey, can we just do the prayer part of it And finally, we're getting the approvals with that. And Senator Portman is working with the Park Service, the new director, and the commissions.
Good.
He's recruited some help to do that.
The finish line is at least is in sight. Chris, quickly, give us the details about the banquet. I know our signal reaches way up into Akron and so forth. Give us the details about the banquet quickly.
Absolutely. Just go to our website. You can register. It's Friday night, May 10th at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. We have a wonderful dinner and a great program. These are the folks that were involved with the D-Day project from the beginning. Our house sponsor, Bill Johnson, Congressman Bill Johnson, will be speaking. Author and historian Bill Fetter, his inspiration of history. Former State Representative Danny Buff will be in Marine uniform. He ran a resolution through the Ohio House. We're going to have World War II reenactors with us, and it's going to be a fun night. 6 o'clock is the reception. 7 o'clock is the dinner. Again, you can register on our website at ohioca.org. We have folks coming up from Columbus and all over the state. We hope that you can join us as well.
Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. The website is ohioca.com, correct?
Yes, ohioca.org. Okay. Or just Google .org. Ohio Christian Alliance.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I try to stay away from the political, but when there are things going on in the world of politics that we need to be aware of, I think I would be remiss if I didn't share it. And just a comment, we had a caller a little bit ago refer to Donald Trump as a gangster. And he may be many things, but I don't think he's a gangster. And I'm just reminded of how many times Barack Obama told his Attorney General, Eric Holder, not to enforce certain laws. Remember that? Remember that several times Barack Obama instructed Eric Holder not to enforce certain laws. Now, and I've got to deal with this because this is mind-blowing and this could be big. This could be big. If you will remember, just about a year ago, in May of last year, President Donald Trump made the accusation. Now, he did it long before that, but in May of last year, he really made a big deal out of it. And he said that his campaign had been spied on. And that was the word he used, spied. The news media, the left, the mainstream media, went crazy. I saw on the internet a collage of clips of commentators on ABC, CBS, NBC, and particularly CNN and MSNBC flipping out over Donald Trump's comment that his campaign had been spied on. Cuomo on CNN said this could be the most ridiculous thing a president of the United States has ever said. Someone else, I don't remember who it was, said this may be the most dangerous thing that a president of the United States has ever said. They went crazy. They went seriously. If you'll remember, and if you look it up, you know, do a Google search. The mainstream media went ballistic. They blew a gasket over Donald Trump's assertion that his campaign had been spied on. And at the time, I don't think I said it on the air, but I said to myself, Mr. President, please don't make those wild accusations unless you have some proof. Please don't do that. That doesn't help you. It doesn't help America to make wild, crazy accusations. You know, people already think you're crazy. Don't, you know, unless you have proof. I remember that. And I may have said it on the air. Well, he wasn't crazy. It's true. The New York Times, of all sources, the New York Times has broken this story that, yes, indeed, the FBI of the United States spied on the Donald Trump campaign. It's true. Quote, the conversation at a London bar in September 2016 took a strange turn when the woman sitting across from George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign advisor, asked a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? The woman had set up the meeting to discuss foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant. According to people familiar with the operation, the FBI sent her to London as part of the counterintelligence inquiry opened that summer to better understand the Trump campaign's links to Russia, which, of course, now we know there weren't any. There weren't any. Counterintelligence, that's spying. The Trump campaign was spied on by our own FBI. A year ago, Donald Trump called it Spygate. And again, the media went absolutely crazy. This story, it's a five-page investigative report by New York Times reporters. And evidently, this woman was a government agent. She posed to be as a research assistant. At one point, she tried to seduce this George Papadopoulos. I mean, this is right out of the movies. This is right out of a movie. And it gets worse. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but it's a five-page story proving Donald Trump was right. Our own government spied on a presidential candidate. Now, the Democrats can cry obstruction all day long, but a two-year, $35 million investigation proved there was no collusion, there was no Russian connection between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now, just a few weeks ago, Attorney General Barr, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, said that it's a very serious issue. He says, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. Then he asked, do you really believe that Donald Trump's campaign was spied on? He says, yes, I do. And again, the Democrats went crazy. They went nuts over that. The Attorney General says that there was spying. Oh, my goodness, he's just in it with Donald Trump and trying to protect Trump. And now he's delusional as the president is. New York Times, which is not exactly pro-Trump. Anything but pro-Trump, has blown the cover off of this. It has the potential to be another Watergate. We'll see. Serious stuff, though.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.